on Alive 90.5. Here's the latest news, brought to you by Pace, transforming places since 1978.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Laura Devoy. National Cabinet is meeting for the first time in 2 weeks to discuss the way forward as Australia begins easing COVID-19 restrictions. From Canberra, Amanda Kopp reports.
State and territory leaders will sit down with Prime Minister Scott Morrison to work out how to keep people safe while opening up the economy. Whether National Cabinet will continue past COVID-19 is up for discussion. The Prime Minister indicated previously, he's open to the idea. The possibility of extending the government's wage subsidy program, JobKeeper, will also be on the agenda. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg flagged that tourism and construction sectors may have ongoing support. Amanda Kopp, National Radio News, Canberra.
The Home Affairs Minister has slammed Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews for sticking to the state's controversial infrastructure and trade project with China. Earlier this week, Mr. Andrews defended the decision to stand by the project, which he says reflects the state's strong relationship with China. Tensions have been high between Beijing and Canberra in recent weeks after China slapped tariffs on Australian barley, banned some beef imports, and criticised Scott Morrison's call for an international inquiry into the origins of COVID-19. Peter Dutton told Channel 9 the deal undermines national unity and goes against expert advice.
It is not in our country's interest for Victoria to take a different approach to every other state and territory and act against the advice of DFAT, ASIO, the other agencies, and I think Mr. Andrews is digging himself a hole here and he needs to stop it.
In breaking news, a woman has been attacked by a lion at a popular zoo on the New South Wales south coast. The woman, who's believed to be an employee at the Shoalhaven Zoo, is being treated for serious unspecified injuries. New Zealand health authorities say there is just one remaining active case of COVID-19 in the country. New Zealand has not reported a new infection in a week, and the Ministry of Health says 7 cases have recovered in the past 24 hours, leaving just one remaining. There have been 1,504 COVID-19 cases diagnosed in New Zealand and 22 deaths. The country remains on level 2 restrictions. There have been 9 new cases reported in Australia today, 7 in Victoria and 2 in New South Wales. A new Climate Council report says renewables and not gas are the key to a post-coronavirus economy. A Climate Council report has labelled gas a highly polluting fossil fuel driving climate change and the reason behind the high cost of living along the East Coast. Climate Change Councillor and former BP Australia President Greg Bourne says greenhouse gas emissions from the processing, extraction and export of gas have likely been underestimated. Council CEO Amanda McKenzie says the renewables sector can set up the economy for the future.
The economic recovery presents a once-in-a-generation opportunity to think carefully about the economy we want for the 21st century. We can build new industries, new opportunities, new jobs in clean energy supported by storage. We can have a clean energy recovery for Australia.
The English Premier League will return to action on June 17th, more than 3 months after the season was halted due to the COVID-19 outbreak. Representatives from all 20 clubs met overnight after teams agreed to the second phase of restarting the season, with players now permitted to train in larger groups. 4 individuals connected to 3 clubs tested positive for coronavirus in the league's third round of testing.
National Radio News is supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas and the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.org.au.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5, brought to you by Concise Finance, your local mortgage broker.
It's currently 16 degrees at Baulkham Hills. It's a bit drizzly at the moment. Looking for a top of 19 if we're going to get there. Partly cloudy. Medium chance of showers in the east and slight chance of showers in the west, which we are having. The winds are going to be from the southwest, 15 to 20 kilometres an hour, tending southerly in the middle of the day. The sun will set tonight nice and early, 4 minutes to 5. The forecast for the weekend: Saturday, fog then sunny, 8 to 20. Sunday, mostly sunny, 9 to 21. And back to work week Monday, 21 again after overnight 11 and mostly sunny. And the moon is first quarter tomorrow.
The updated traffic brought to you by Fernwood Gym of Seven Hills and North Rocks on Alive 90.5.
Vaucluse, New South Head Road near Petrarch Avenue. Crash of truck and two cars. Reduce your speed. Exercise caution. Up in the mountains at Glenbrook, Great Western Highway approaching Kidman Street. There's a car breakdown with the eastbound traffic affected. Baulkham Hills, Windsor Road approaching Woodland Street. A hazard, there's a gas leak. One or two northbound lanes closed there on Windsor Road. Reduce your speed. Exercise caution. They expect to be there till 3 p.m. And Warunga, Pacific Highway near Fox Valley Road. A crash of a car with one of three southbound lanes closed in that direction. It's 6 minutes past 12 and you're live 90.5. Hey, Mario, good morning. Drizzly, but we're warm here in the studio.
Well, truly it is. You know, like, we have the beautiful weather on a Wednesday, I must say. It was nice and sunny. Yesterday was a blue clouds as well. I was feeling like a little prince on a blah planet, you know what I mean? Like, just, like, looking for my rose. And today it's a Friday, which makes us, most of us, happy because, you know, we're going to end this week with a high note and our guest in the studio. But before that, I'd like to say thank you to all sponsors of Alive 90.5, particularly those ones who take the part in the biggest morning tea organized by the Alive 90.5 down in Cape Sender, Gillian Schricker. Now, I know that you are dying to hear who is our guest, and I can tell you, we will not be disappointed. You're listening to Business Insights with Mario, and this is the only business radio talk show on the planet with the best radio station. Sound.
Indeed.
We had a great sound. Thanks to Darren Capes Davis. And we'll take a short break and then we'll guide you through our first guest in Alive 90.5.
Alive 90.5.
I'm the only one.
though, that paying for a funeral can be a financial burden. However, have you ever thought of paying off a prepaid funeral with none of the ongoing premiums that is associated with funeral insurance? $1,000 can get you started. Hills Family Funerals, a family-owned and operated business of 35 years, can make it easier for you. Call 02-9659-0900. Ask for Richard Spiteri or speak to one of the friendly staff members to learn how. Get assistance today. Call Hills Family Funerals, station sponsor.
Are you an experienced disability care worker? Then why not consider the benefits of working for Global, the leading disability care agency in Sydney? Agency Work offers variety to work where and when you want. If you have previous disability care work experience, a first aid certificate and driver's license, then Global is the agency for you. Global offers great rates of pay and free training courses to its own disability care staff. Check out positions vacant on the website at globalcarestaff.com or call today on 1-800-009-292. That's globalcarestaff.com or call 1-800-009-292.
Station sponsor.
Thanks for listening to the best in community radio, Alive 90.5.
It's 13 minutes past 12 and you're listening to Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. Good morning, Mario.
Good morning, darling. Today? Good morning to you once again. You know, good morning to world and a good night to world. Everybody who doesn't sleeping around the world, hello and good evening, good afternoon, Sydney. And Darren, it's our pleasure to have the today in the studio somebody truly, actually it's a different type of the profile of entrepreneur we have, because Alive 90.5, particularly this radio show, Business Insights with Mario, it brings you the voice of community, voice of entrepreneurs and influencers, those who try to engage themselves in better business conduct, get more clients, profile themselves, learn the tips and insights from the best. And the most important, Darren, you agree with me, the social media, it's very important for the daily life.
Most definitely. Social media is, it gets you out there. People see you. You need to be in their feed, be on top of those sort of areas, so you actually get people to engage with you.
Yeah.
That's most important. And both Facebook, where the station does very well, but also LinkedIn, and I believe that's the topic of the conversation this morning.
I truly believe, look, given my story, like when I started, I didn't even know even what I'm doing, I mean, like what's the social media, what to put there, and to become the influencer, and to become the power broker, to be visible, to be seen, and engage new clients, potential clients. You don't know everything. We need to engage some people who knows what they're doing and how they're doing, so...
Well, exactly, and then it's all about that landing page on LinkedIn, isn't it?
Yeah, I have the nice pictures. You saw me. I have the six-pack, and I'm looking nice and slim and toit, you know what I mean?
I must say, you look very sexy in black.
Yes. Well, thank you, Darren. That's a very nice compliment. Well, I can't even talk anymore. I'd like to say today we have the truly unique the guest in our studio. This lady, she makes you visible. She makes you influencer, and she knows how to engage with the clients, not just online, but how to keep them online, how to create your profile. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a true pleasure to present you Karen Tinsdale. Hello, Karen.
Hello, it's wonderful to be here, everybody. Thank you.
You're welcome. So you found us very nice?
I did, yeah. Absolutely.
Look, we are hiding ourselves, Darren and
that's
I.
Right. You know? We often say we're the best kept secret of Borkham Hills, because where we are tucked away in the estate here.
We hide on we lie on address, so people deliberately and purposely, we look at how they ride around, and we are laughing in the studio. But thank you for coming today. I know you're extremely busy, Karen, and you know it's very important for me to say to our listeners that fighting for you to be today with us in studio was not easy.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay, because you know I know you're extremely busy, and thank you for accepting our invitation to share your story. So, for all listeners in Sydney, Australia, globally, who is Karen Tinsdale?
Wow. Karen Tinsdale is many things, but my biggest hat is a LinkedIn trainer and LinkedIn profile writer. So, yes, I build influencers. And what did you say? Power broking. Yes.
Well, it is. You know, Darren and I have have true privilege, you know, when we host people like, you know, and I'll say this from my point of view. This is not opinion of the radio station. This is not opinion of nobody. It's Mario Beckers. Before COVID-19, I truly look at very high in many, many influences, global public speakers and anything else. And somehow with the COVID-19, they disappeared. And then I said to Darren, it's like, this show, it's about ordinary people, unsung business heroes like yourself, who continually hustling and grinding, you know, even if it's a crisis. And then, you know, realize who's making us famous, who makes us influencers, people like yourself. So truly thankful that you ever exist and you come with us to Dustin Studio. So yeah, Power Brokers, yes, I agree.
Thank you.
Darren, do you have any questions for our lovely friend, or would you like me to pass your paper with the questions? Well, so who's Karen Tisdale? You just told us.
No, I was just going to say, yeah. So how does someone who wants to help people write a LinkedIn profile, how do you get started in that? So what is your background that actually got you into being someone who helps others in LinkedIn? Because in a way, you're enabling others. Is that the type of person you are? What led you to that position?
Are you writing on English or?
Sorry, am I?
You're on English, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
I did confuse you, right?
You did confuse me. It's like, where's he going with that question? So my background is I started as a recruiter. So I was a recruiter for 14 years. And as a recruiter, I discovered that you could look at how people were showing up online, and that showing up online really made a huge difference. If you're not visible, then you're not attracting job opportunities to you, but you're also not attracting clients. So you're never going to get any business if people don't know who you are. Even if they can't find your address, Darren. You know, it's about actually knowing who you are and what you stand for. But I think my story actually began a bit before that.
How did you start? Were you born in your city? Your Sydney person born? Or?
Yeah, that's a great question, because that's actually really the origin of my story. Is I'm from Perth, Western Australia. Grew up in the suburbs there. My dad was a carpenter. My mum was a waitress. There were 10 bob poms. That's why I've got the accent. Although you've got an accent too, right, Mario?
For me?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to lose that accent, but it doesn't go away.
I like your accent. Whereabouts are you from?
Far away, Croatia.
Croatia. Yeah. I never met a Croatian I didn't like. There you go. So a lot of Croatians in Perth. Tick. Lots of Croatians in Perth. Tick, big tick. And, you know, my dad coming over from England in the late 1960s, growing up, he spoke a lot about how amazing it was, this era we live in where anybody can have a voice. You know, anybody can.
Interesting. In 60s, yeah?
Yeah, in the 60s. You know, when you think about, you know, in the 1950s, the only people who were on the front page of publications were people who were very wealthy, very entitled. You know, they'd really been born into that. And people who had success, it was like, wow, you know, this person rose from the ashes. And that was a really big deal. And so my dad was very excited by the 60s and the 70s, you know, and this idea that anybody could be somebody. And I think it's something he just really drilled into me as a young age. I really wanted to help people to be their best selves and be visible.
Did you notice something when Karen, she speaks? Like, she's calm, but it's a lot of energy comes out and with passion.
This warm studio just does it for everyone.
And your waistcoat.
Yeah, that's
told
a true.
Sexy waistcoat, yep.
I almost wore a waistcoat myself, but I went with a vest instead. There you go.
Look,
we could have had matching waistcoats.
That's just
sorry for all those who can't see us.
And so I think your story is currently in the 70s with your dad and things like that. So how do we lead from those times to now with Karen as a LinkedIn writer?
Oh, right. Yeah, I kind of missed a few decades
didn't I? Go for it.
I think it's all about growing up. And for me, just really wanting to help people to be visible and being very excited that anybody could be somebody. That was a message I grew up with. Anybody could be somebody. You know, I didn't go to university myself. You know, we just couldn't afford that at the time. And I started being a recruiter. And while I was recruiting, I just saw that the people who had the best LinkedIn profiles were the people who got job opportunities, right? And they were the people who you wanted to do business with. It felt like everybody was doing business with them. Why aren't I doing business with them?
May I ask you one question? Why do you do different? That's what's exactly what you continue. So please continue. Yeah.
So I started my own business, writing LinkedIn profiles and training people on how to use LinkedIn in the last GFC, so in the last recession, so 2009, started a business from home, writing profiles, and it just grew from there. You know, and it's grown massively, so.
Well, I gotta say, that's a very powerful story, because when you start a business amongst the most toughest time, GFC was a tough period.
Very.
And the COVID is even worse. Do you agree, Darren, with this?
That's what I was thinking about. We're kind of in a similar time now. So your GFC, coronavirus, people need to do things differently. So is it a time for people to do things differently? And is LinkedIn one of those tools that people really should be seeking to at a time like this?
At a time like this, absolutely. So I think I'm so lucky in that I started my working career in the early 1990s. And, you know, you remember then, right? You guys are old enough. So Mario's nodding emphatically.
We're
similar. Yeah, I started my career in the early 90s. Mid-90s, actually, once I was out of uni. Yeah.
There was a lot of unemployment in the early 1990s. It was actually a pretty tough time. And being in recruitment, it was good being a recruiter. You know, you'd apply, you know, you'd advertise a job and so many, you'd get like 200-300 people would apply for a role.
Sorry, I have a question for you. Like, I know it's out of the blue. I shouldn't interrupt that. How does it look like in the 90s applying for a job in Australia? Or like, you know, was it like a resume as well or?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Nothing was done online.
Because I don't know, like, you know, I was 15 years in government service, you know what I mean? But, you know, I was being, you know, there and then that was it, you know what I mean? Then Australia, you know, but I never actually experienced that thing.
For me, it wasn't early 90s. It was 95 when I applied for my first job out of university.
Did typewriter?
Yep. So it would have been not a typewriter, no, on the computer and printed out. It was an interesting time. But, yeah, I think it might have been just coming to email, but I think it would have been a fax. And my next job was totally online, I think, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So for me, you know, this is my third recession, and I think what all recessions have in common is that we feel threatened, right? We're all like, oh my gosh, you know, where's the next paycheck coming from? You know, are we going to be okay? And I think in times of crisis, we do actually pull together. Mm. I think the humans are far more like dogs and cats. Mario's looking a bit weirdly there. But I think, you know, and so I think the wonderful thing about social media, about LinkedIn, is that this is where people congregate. It's where they collect. It's where we build community. You know, so it's a really great place to be seen, but also to build your tribe. You don't just want to be seen like, hey, look at me. I look really great, but I'm really lonely and I have no friends. It's about also building your community. It's about building people who you can collaborate with, who you can grow business with, building opportunities.
Karen, that was very wonderful introduction of your, and you speak truly with a passion and energy, even your calm to our listeners who kind of see Karen, this very moment, you can see pictures later, but she's a truly unique person because it's like, you know, what I'm admiring, it's this personal working crisis. So you're listening live, 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren, and our guest Karen Tisdale in the studio. We'll take a short break. We need to give some breather, Darren, to Karen, yeah? So
of course, we'll be back soon.
Yeah, thank you.
Five. Pace is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. Located less than 30 minutes from Sydney CBD, Washington Park, developed by Pace, is an entirely new urban renewal situated amongst beautiful parklands and open spaces. Washington Park delivers an environment designed to promote healthy living and social interaction. Pace, transforming places since 1978. Station sponsor.
Alive 90.5.
Hi, Alan Barnes from Dural Pool Shop. With the swim season nearly here, I'd like to stress the importance of proper maintenance and care to maximise your enjoyment. Our expert pool technicians can help you make sure of the right pool quality, cleaning methods and equipment, filter maintenance, cost-effective pool chemicals and more. See full details on our website at duralpoolshop.com.au or better still, drop in and see me and the gang at Shop 2, 270 Newline Road, Dural. We'll help you to get your pool just how you want it.
Dural Pool Shop, station sponsor.
This is your sound.
Your community.
Alive 90.5.
It's 29 minutes past 12 and you're live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. Take it away.
Well, darling, thank you very much. Today in the studio we have a very special guest, Karen Tisdall. For all those who don't know what Karen Tisdall does, it's actually, she's an engine and a power broker behind making people influencers and truly visible entrepreneurs, not on every social platform, but LinkedIn. Why LinkedIn? Because we are professionals at this show. It's all about business and a lifestyle. Now, Darren, I know that our guest, she she couldn't find us because we live for our live address. You know, I was enjoying Karen driving around. You know, we were in the studio, and look, do you have any questions? Maybe.
Well, I'm just thinking, how do you start working with someone who comes to you and says, "I want to build my LinkedIn profile. I want to make it better." How do you start?
That's a top question. That's a fantastic question, and it's a question I always say to people: what's your objective? You know, what do you want to get out of LinkedIn? And some people don't know. They're like, you know, I just want to be on LinkedIn. I want everybody to see me. And I'm like, yeah, but why? Like, for what purpose? Do you want to get a job? Do you want to get more clients? What do you want to be known for? And I think it's so important to always have that objective in mind.
That's a good first point. So say my objective is I want more clients. What do I do next?
You need to be clear on what problems you solve and who you solve them for.
So have you ever found someone who doesn't know the answer to those questions and may be struggling with their business? And if that's the case, can you still help them?
Not very well. People really have to know what it is they do or what it is they want to do. So they might not be at the point that they want to be right now, but they're moving towards it. And I'm just changing their language and saying, look, stop talking about what you used to do and talk about what it is you want to do. Too many of us focus on the past, and so we keep getting the same jobs, we keep getting the same clients we don't want. We need to focus on what it is we do want and talk about that, because it's a little bit like going to a party, you know, if you talk about something, that's what you get remembered for.
So say we've sorted all that out and we want to now get into the technical bits of LinkedIn and what you can really do for somebody. What are those steps now?
So what I do is I write their about profile for them, so their about section. It used to be called a summary section, but they called it an about, and I think that's very telling because it's really who you are, what you do, why you do what you do. We collaboratively craft that professional headline. We list all the experience, and it's not just about a cut and paste from the resume, but really talking again towards what you want to do.
And what about the... I was just thinking, no, Murray, you go.
No, I just, you know... Look, from my point of view, like in my work, you know, there's, you know, we're doing, my business does a lot of due diligence on employees. And I say, well, I start from myself, you know, I adjusted my resume quite heavily in the past. And I mean, it was like, you know, just to get the job. Now, when we're doing due diligence in my office and we're seeing the resume, it doesn't match, you know, I mean, it was slight dot or comma. You know, it doesn't correspond to data supply before. Somehow it's always easy to find an old resume. Karen, what's the biggest mistake somebody doing when creating the resume?
When creating their LinkedIn profile?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
I call the resume on LinkedIn because it's profile, but, you know, let's just... But
it's a resume on steroids.
Resume, yeah, well, that's very correct. Yeah.
It is.
So what's, yeah, what's the biggest mistake you see, like, from point of view of the... false providing information. What do you see what they're doing? You know, they'll say exaggerating. For example, I can say, I run this radio show. It is not true. I'm a radio host. I'm, you know, I'm the person who I am, but this show will not be live without Darren Capes Davis, yes. You know what I mean? Because he knows the music, he knows the sound, he knows how to talk English when I don't know. That those things, you know what I mean? So I will lie if I say just I run, you know what I mean? On the interview, I need to say that, you know, with the help of producer. But now, why people exaggerating, or maybe they're not exaggerating on their profile on LinkedIn?
Yeah, I think a lot of people do exaggerate, but and there is some misinformation on there, and people do big note themselves. But actually, I often find that the opposite is true. Most people are capable and have done so much more than they ever talk about. People are always much better than they really put out there. The biggest thing, you know, in terms of your work, when you're investigating people, what I find so interesting is the gap between the dates on LinkedIn profile when they worked, yeah, at different companies, and their dates on their resume. And so many times the dates don't match up. So, and that is just, you know, like, you can have like entire years missing there.
Do you believe that people, actually society, when go on LinkedIn, because... Again, from my point of view, from my point of the work, when I'm checking somebody's profile, I see that it is being written amateurish, you know, very short, very brief. And why the people are, because they don't know how to put the data, or why they're being so brief in their profiles. You know, we're talking about professionals, genuine profiles, and they're just a brief.
Yes, they don't even have an about section, or if they do, it's only two or three lines long. I think people...
That's the catchy for the wrong reason, Darina.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Mario Beckers. That's it, boom.
Yeah, or I have a university degree. These are my top, yes, four skills. I think most people hate talking about themselves, and I think, you know, that's where I'm lucky that my business has been quite popular, writing LinkedIn profiles for people, because I take away that pain. You know, you don't have to sit there and go, oh, my gosh, I'm going to talk about myself. I can just talk to Karen. She can write it all for me. Another mistake people make, just coming back to Darren's great question, is people often talk about themselves in their third person, you know. Darren is this, Mario is this.
I have a question for you.
That's just so weird.
I have a question. Can I have, mm-hmm, a question? Okay, for the just illustration for the guests, because they cannot see us. I'm Darren Cavis Davis, and, you know, I want a job, or Mario Beckers, to come to you. What I want your help. What's the first question you ask?
My first question is, what do you want to get out of LinkedIn? Oh. So what's your objective? Yeah. Boom.
Boom. No, I was just thinking.
You like
Sorry, my thoughts were way away somewhere off of the fairies, but I'll share them right now. You're talking about the idea of when someone like myself, I'll write my LinkedIn profile, I might find it hard. Do you think that's because I know so much about me that I think if I just polish it up, it's not quite right? And is that why someone like yourself can do it much better, because you'll see all the best stuff and know how to write that so others can see the best of me? Is that something that's
yes.
true?
Yes. I actually think it's about patterns, you know? Like when I was a kid, I loved playing chess and I loved jigsaw puzzles. Wow. You know, I just love that and the find the word things. Yeah, I just love sort of finding the patterns in it. And I think when people say, oh, I've had this really crazy career and I've done this and then I've done that and they've got no relationship to each other, and I'm like, yeah, they're all about people. You know, yeah. or they're all about numbers and data, or, you know, everything you've done's always been about research, you know. So what's a common theme? And I think you need that distance to really see the patterns. What are the overriding themes? What are the overriding values? And it's our values that connect us to other people.
I must admit something, you know, when I finished my career in Australia, 2003 in December, and maybe you don't know, but I come ashore in 98 as a head of intelligence for Croatian government and Croatian embassy. And there's no secret in that one. The work was very simple, and I mean, doing job. But when I started career in Australia, my first job was I was a bouncer. That was my first job. And then my second job was I was a cleaner in a Four Seasons hotel. Now it's called different in Sussex Street. And I said, like, God, you know, like, how am I going to find a job? You know, like, you suddenly come with the guy from the, you know, 007 lifestyle. Seriously, you know what I mean? Gun, yeah. badge, you know what I mean? Shaken, no stirred, you know what I mean? Sleepless nights and all these things. Suddenly, I found myself cleaning floors. And it's like, how am I going to convert this misery? Mm. But it was a misery, because today, you know, I'm proud of what I did. But at the moment when I was doing that job, it was like, you know, trust me, I was crying, you know what I mean? I was devastated. I was broken man, you know what I mean? I
said, your pride was hurt.
Yeah, because my pride, my ego was talking. I mean, I was thinking I was better than anybody else. Instead, I was saying, like, okay, man, I need to dig deep, you know what I mean, and learn the society and everything else. But how would you tell me to hide that experience in LinkedIn? Or would you say somebody, don't even write this, you want to be executive one day? Or would you say to customers, you be honest and truthful and you can see how you progress in career? Or did they come to you and say to you, I don't want to talk about this?
I have taken things off people's profiles before, but typically I'm telling the truth, but I'm telling it selectively. So if we look at my background, say doing recruitment, you know, I did a stint of doing a whole lot of workshops on how to do LinkedIn for business to get jobs and stuff like that. So, and it was all about job seeking and using LinkedIn as job seeking. And in order to get those really well-paid training gigs, I talked about my 14 years in recruitment training job seekers on how to find jobs. So I didn't talk about all the sales. I mean, it's recruitment, it's pimping people, right? And I didn't talk about all of that selling people. I just talked about the helping job seekers. So I think you can take every bit of every job and just talk selectively about the bits that talk to what it is you want to do. So again, it all comes back to that. What is it you want to do? Talk to that.
Well, Darren, it's. I'm so glad we have you today in the studio, Karen. Seriously.
Thank you, Mark.
Well, you're listening live, 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren, and our guest in studio, Karen Tinsdale. You can search for her on our LinkedIn. Karen, she's going to spell her surname because English is not my habla gudi language. And what time it is now, Darren?
It's currently 20 minutes to 1.
20 minutes to 1. We'll take a short break.
It's not about you. Can't drink without thinking about you. Is it too late to tell you that everything means nothing if I can't have you? I'm in Toronto and I got this view, but I might as well be in a hotel room. Yeah, it doesn't matter cause I'm so consumed, spending all my nights reading texts from you. Oh, I'm good at keeping my distance, I know.
that you're the feeling I'm missing. You know that I hate to admit it, but everything means nothing if I can't have you. I can't write one song that's not about you. Can't drink without thinking about you. Is it too late to tell you that everything means nothing if I can't have you? Sorry that my timing's off, but I can't move on if we're still gonna talk. Is it wrong for me to not want half? I want all of you, all the strings attached. Oh, I'm good at keeping my distance. I know that you're the feeling I'm missing. You know that I hate to admit it, but everything means nothing if I can't have you. Everything means nothing, babe. I'm trying to move on, forget you, but I'll hold on. Everything means nothing if I can't have you. No, I can't write one song that's not about you. Can't drink without thinking about you. Is it too late to tell you that everything means nothing if I can't have you?
At Waterflow Plumbing, we trust and respect our customers. In turn, our customers know that we will always strive to put them first and treat them with respect, honesty, and give them the best in plumbing. A good relationship with our lifelong customers works both ways. We at Waterflow Plumbing are proud to assist our customers throughout the many stages of their plumbing life. For all your plumbing needs, call Waterflow Plumbing 0488 300 480 or email info@waterflowplumbing.com.au. Waterflow Plumbing, station sponsor.
The Hills area has one of the most beautiful cemeteries in the Sydney region. Castlebrook Memorial Park at Rouse Hill provides the perfect resting place for your loved ones with manicured lawns and beautifully tended gardens. They cater for people from all backgrounds and you can talk to their family service advisors almost any day from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Their website is castlebrook.com.au. Castlebrook Memorial Park is at Windsor Road, Rouse Hill, and is a proud sponsor of Alive 90.5.
This is your local radio station, Alive 90.5, keeping you up to date with local issues and events in the hills, Parramatta, and Cumberland areas.
It's 15 minutes to one. You're on Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario. And
thank
we're speaking
you, thank
with
you,
Karen.
You, no. Yeah, we're talking with the Karen Tisdall. Karen, how do you spell your name? Is
thank you so much for asking, because my husband has got the weirdest spelling, right? And everybody says it's Karen Tisdale. And I'm like, no, it's Tisdale. So it's T-I-S for sugar, D-E-L-L. So Tisdale, as in like the computer. So please do look me up on LinkedIn and connect with me.
Well, thank you for spelling your surname, because if I'd done this, you know, who's going to they're going to finish, you know, searching for you. But thank you to our listeners. So Live 90.5 Business with Mario. With us, she's it's an expert, Karen, and she is the engine behind all of you who are looking forward to be the influencers to power brokers and to your profile on LinkedIn shine and look, stand out. Is that the word, to stand out?
Yeah, we all need to stand out. And that's the question I had, Mario. Karen, so people on LinkedIn, who are they and how do we get their attention? And is that always the same for anyone who wants to write a good profile and Yeah, so just lead us through, how do we think about who we're trying to attract when we and you help all our listeners write their profile?
And how do they stand out?
Yeah, exactly. But who are they standing out to as well?
Yeah, well, it depends on what they want. And I think we do need to think carefully about how we curate our communities. You know, I think a lot of people will just accept everybody into their network. And I think it's really great to go, well, who is looking at my profile? Who do I want to be connecting with? And I think that very much depends on your own personal things going on. You know, for me, you know, I started my business. It's quite lonely running your business, isn't it, Mario? You know, when you first start in those early days, you know, it's you, yourself and I. And I started connecting not just with people who could become potential clients, but also people who also ran their own small business so that I could find myself a support group. And, you know, so many of those people have just, you know, they're my tribe, they're my herd, they're my,
you
my LinkedIn family
tribe.
Is so important.
Why are you saying tribe? You know, I heard you a few times and I heard that terminology a few times now, last maybe 12 months. People are talking about tribe and tribe and tribe. Why are you saying tribe?
Tribe, because I think we are, you know, like I said, we're more like, earlier in the show, I said we're more like dogs and cats. And I think, you know, people collectively do want to build community, especially during times that are really tough, you know. And I mean, gosh, who hasn't done it tough in the last couple of months, you know? Even if your business is thriving because you're in the business of selling toilet paper or something, you know, we've still got a lot of threats going on. And I think whenever people feel threatened, they're reaching out to other people to build connection, build community, to feel less alone. You know, it's one of the human needs, isn't it? Feeling that sense of connection and being seen and seeing others.
Isn't that about adrenaline? And, you know, I was reading somewhere, I will lie now on top of my head, I was some stats, the more famous you are, more so-called influencers being online, you know, being seen in social media, every click of the like or the positive comment actually makes you,
gives
whoa,
you a dopamine
I'm
hit.
Big.
It does give you a dopamine hit.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And when doing projects, it's always good to have a list, even if you're thinking, yeah, I'll get onto that easily. But the actual tick, it's the same. Ticking something off is a bit of a hit.
I have 500 profiles on my own. So when I'm in the bathroom, I'm just like clicking myself. So, oh my God, somebody's like, oh, look at this one.
Yeah.
Jokes on side.
But that's, I do try. You know, you've got to, I think the likes are great, but you've also got to recognize them for what they are and not lose sight of who you are and what you're trying to achieve.
Share with us more.
So the science is around dopamine. So, so every time you get a like, or, you know, even when you get lots of views, you know, so I always track my views. I think that's the most important stat on LinkedIn, is to have a look at your LinkedIn profile, scroll down to midway, look on the left-hand side, and you'll have people who've viewed your profile. Are you doing that right now, Mario? So how many people have viewed your profile recently? It's like, whoa. So I think, you know, when you look at who's looked at your profile and you suddenly got a great big spike there, that's when you go, oh my gosh, you know, and it's hard not to have that sort of dopamine here. But you've also got to recognize that, you know, being famous doesn't actually make money, and it doesn't actually always mean that you are building that tribe.
Good question. No.
Of connections, you know, and you don't just want to be famous and you don't want to have lots of people going, oh, I love what you're doing, if that's not actually paying the bills or if it's not meeting another need. Like when I first started my business and I wanted to surround myself with other small business owners who I could learn from and ask questions to. You know, so it's all just really recognizing what's real?
Sorry, I wasn't listening to you. I was just replying to my what's it called, stalkers, you know. Film.
Okay, how many people looked at my profile?
Karen, talking about like that dopamine hit and maybe seeing people, seeing yourself, having that connection, how much do you think is rich media part of a LinkedIn profile?
Oh, that's a good one.
You know,
though.
How
that's
you put
a
media links, whether they're stills or videos, those sorts of things. And that's on the homepage of LinkedIn, your profile. How important is that?
It's really important because, you know, that's where LinkedIn is. It is a resume on steroids and it is a 3D impression of you. So, you know, if you want to get more speaking engagements, more one-to-many, you know, you've got a great voice, Darren. As do you, Mario. So, because I know he's going to cut in soon. So, you know, if you want to get more speaking engagements because you know you've got that great voice, then you want to be uploading little SoundCloud clips. You want to be uploading images of you on a stage, you know, because this is where you get what it is you're talking about. So it's really important to make sure that you do have rich media in the form of any posts that you've written or articles. Make sure that you save them to the featured section of LinkedIn.
Now, if someone comes to you and they know what they want to do, say get more clients or get a job, one of those two, and they don't really have much of a profile of things for rich media or those sorts of things, what do you do with that person and how do you lead them on the LinkedIn journey?
Absolutely. So I make sure, firstly, that they've got a really great profile. So we work until we've got a great profile. Then, secondly, we work on connecting them to everybody. It's no point in just building it if nobody's going to come to it. You know, it's like building a really great restaurant but not having a menu. You know, so you really need to connect to lots of people and then start posting. Or actually then start commenting on other people's posts and then start posting. Once you've started posting, then you're putting your ideas out there into the world and you can save those URL links of your post just by clicking on the three dots on the top right-hand corner. You can click on any URL, save that post and a link, upload it to your profile as media or feature.
So that's a really good tip. So if you don't have another presence like a website or some sort of thing you can rely on, you can build your profile using LinkedIn and then highlight those you wish to highlight on your LinkedIn homepage.
Yes, I'm so glad you said website too there, because if you do have a website, then you can even put, you know, so I'm running a webinar in June and I've actually put the URL to the landing page on my profile so that more people can see it. So if you do have a company website, like, you know, Mario, you would have a website for your investigation business, you know, you can put it on your LinkedIn profile under featured. You can put your website there.
You know what? I'm just thinking, you know, I was just doing some research for some data, you know, some stats to, you know, draw into conversation. But, you know, I saw so many profiles.
You could ask me for stats.
Well, I don't know which one I was looking for. But yeah, the point it is, I saw many awesome profiles looking like, you know what I mean? But I was embarrassed to ask people about profiles, how they made it. Like your selfie, I mean, your profile looks fantastic. And then I saw the videos or the posts, you know, maybe a link it down and everything else. And, you know, I found difficult to ask people for assistance or help. And I mean, even if I need to pay, it is like, you know, I think that's my weakness then. But, you know, you're sharing with us these beautiful insights and tips. Darren, we should take a short break. Or,
well, yeah, I think we've got news coming up soon.
Yes.
And then, Karen, can you stay with us for the next hour?
I'd love to
have you.
Because we have the live radio show, radio interview from Dubai with our next guest, which we introduce after the news. You're listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario, and our guest in studio, Karen Tisdall. She stayed with us second hour, and you can find her details later on in podcast on our live90.5.com.au website.
Alive 90.5.
Concise Finance is a nationally recognised mortgage broking firm with an integrated and holistic approach to financial services. We are built on the foundations of a tailored experience for each customer. With extensive experience in residential and investment property loans, we are the mortgage broking firm that will help you secure your financial freedom. The ethos at Concise Finance is to fully engage with clients to get it right the first time. If you're looking for your next property or to better your interest rates, call one of the team from Concise Finance on 1300 978 357. Station sponsor.
Pace is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. Located less than 30 minutes from Sydney CBD, Washington Park, developed by Pace, is an entirely new urban renewal situated amongst beautiful parklands and open spaces. Washington Park delivers an environment designed to promote healthy living and social interaction. Pace, transforming places since 1978. Station sponsor.
So anyway, when it comes to keeping people alive, the heart gets all the credit, doesn't it? Oh, the heart's so great. Oh, let's not forget the lungs. Oh, breathe in, breathe out. What else could you do? Nothing. Who's doing the real work? Downstairs. Me, innit? Taking the trash out every day, sometimes twice. And you know what? You know what the cherry on the top of the crap sundae that's my life? I'm the home of Australia's second deadliest cancer, aren't I? Yeah. Isn't that brilliant?
Give a crap about your bowel. Search Bowel Cancer Australia.
For the best smooth jazz music, tune in each Saturday morning at 6 a.m. for the Early AM Attitude program. Your host, Graham Johnson, brings you 2 hours of the latest music and some of your favorites. So to get your weekend off to a great start, tune into the Early AM Attitude program with Graham Johnson each Saturday morning at 6 a.m. only here on 90.5.
Around the globe.
Streaming live 24/7.
Alive905.com.au.
Alive 90.5.
And now on Alive 90.5.